You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. C. Rice submitted a new proposal to Brown County to either lease or buy the Pulliam Power Plant site. This would allow the company to move those massive coal piles out of downtown Green Bay to the Pulliam site, which is about 3 miles away. The company said this would also generate about $200 million in economic activity for the county. The Appleton Public Library is ready to welcome readers and community members to its new building at 225 North Appleton Street. A public grand opening for the brand new $40 million facility will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. A ribbon cutting will be at 11. There will be guided tours, family-friendly activities, and library card sign-ups will be featured. The library closed its last temporary location in November to move everything into the new library building, which features study rooms, creation studios, and special designated areas for teens and children. A new study finds that car insurance rates will increase in Wisconsin this year, but not as much as in previous years or in other states. The study was conducted by the insurance agency Insurify, which says car insurance rates in Wisconsin are expected to increase at about 3% this year. The expected increase is significantly lower than last year's increase of 22%, and the average cost of car insurance in the state is expected to be about $700 lower than the national average. Only 11 states are predicted to have cheaper insurance rates than Wisconsin. A proposal to expand Medicaid coverage for postpartum mothers is once again being considered in the Wisconsin State Senate. The bill would give low-income mothers a full year of postpartum Medicaid coverage as opposed to the 60 days currently allowed. State senators heard testimony on the issues from medical providers on Wednesday. Only one other state lacks this expanded coverage, which has wide bipartisan support in Madison. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss opposes the bill, however, so it's never been put up for a vote in the Assembly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $1 million in grant funding to support farmer-led groups. The funding through the Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grant Program will be split between 49 groups across the state. The funding is meant to help the awarded groups improve the state's soil health and water quality. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment. We picked up quite a few inches of snow in northeast Wisconsin Wednesday. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot says even more is coming today.
Go figure. Mother Nature is showing her love and bringing heavy snow to the state for Valentine's Day. It'll start in the afternoon and ramps up into the evening. Accumulations could reach up to a half of a foot in some areas, and up to a foot is possible through Saturday in some spots. Right now, it's targeting southern parts of the state. So now is the time to gather supplies in case you need to stay home for several days without power. Make sure that you have everything you need for not only yourself, but others as well. See if neighbors need a hand, if they have enough groceries and pet food, and I'd seriously reconsider going out on a date. But if you do, have an emergency kit in your car. Things like kitty litter for traction, a shovel, extra hat and gloves, hand warmers, blanket, flashlight, and battery banks are perfect. And as always, drive slow and don't be in a rush.
Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. He started as a boxer. Then he worked as a singer and a dancer on the vaudeville circuit, eventually becoming the theater critic for the Chicago Defender. In the 1920s, he appeared on radio as an entertainer or a comedian. But in 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 1947, Cooper's production company controlled 40 hours of programming every week on 4 different radio stations in Chicago. He retired from broadcasting in 1959 and died in Chicago in 1970 at the age of 81. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today, we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of black radio in the United States as a history and culture maker for Black History Month. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power fans have been on pins and needles since October 3rd. That's when season 2 ended, and with multiple cliffhangers. Rest easy, ringlets, because the news you've been waiting for has arrived. Variety reports that Amazon MGM Studios has given the green light for a season 3. The show will shoot in London and is currently in pre-production. When season 3 drops, it will be on Prime. Here's a quick Best Picture nominees rundown. Sean Baker's Anora is about a young exotic dancer who marries the son of a Russian billionaire after a week-long courtship. Things are going swimmingly until Anora's new husband finds out his rich parents are not happy with the marriage. Some mob goons show up and hold Anora hostage while her new husband shows a serious lack of bravery and runs away. The film has a few funny moments, but too much of it is spent with Anora being kept hostage until the marriage can be annulled. I might have enjoyed it more if it didn't come with Best Picture expectations. Go see for yourself, though. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have more snow on the way late this afternoon, tonight through Saturday, even lingering into Sunday. We could end up with 5 to 8 or more inches by the time everything winds down. Today, 24, snow this afternoon, more snow, 32 tomorrow. It's going to get really cold for most of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
The temperature now is 0.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.